This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in Charlie Batch right now. Charlie, a very good morning to you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
We're great. Thank you so very much for joining us. We were talking about this earlier and throughout the week. Are the Steelers now are they back to being a run-first offense, Charlie?
Well, I mean, that's what they're trending towards, and they're trying to get the attempt. So I know we're all impatient around here because we want to see that running game going. But you can see week after week, and that's why Mike Tomlin didn't press the panic button, because he believed in that offensive line of where they could potentially go. And you saw some of the fruits of the labor last week with Najee Harris going over 100 yards.
The Seattle defense, Charlie, has many deficiencies, so they may be busy and more worried about trying to cover those up coming into Sunday night's game. But if they look at the Steelers' offense right now, what do you think they look to try and shut down first? They put eight in the box and say, you know, dare the Steelers to run against them? Or do they try and lay back and say, okay, fine, let's see if you can do it again on the ground?
No, they're absolutely going to do that as far as, you know, beat us on with the run, because this is a pass-first football team. I know they're trending towards running, but, you know, quite frankly, they've only had one successful week, and that was last week. So until they get to the point that they can do it consistently, teams are going to defend the pass and force this team to beat them with the run. So it's going to be a huge challenge, and what better way to do that in prime time on Sunday night.
Charlie, how much should improved confidence just kind of help the offensive line now that they've done it? And what can they do to build on the confidence that they gained from last week?
Well, I think when you look back, it starts with, you know, that confidence level inside that locker room, because they, like I mentioned, they didn't press the panic button. They continued to believe in what was going on. And they're like, listen, this is a classic example of block the noise as far as what you're hearing and what's going on outside of this particular building. They were able to do that. So now things are starting to kind of gel, and it looks like they're getting to where they want to get to. Now the next challenge for them is just to prove it and to be consistent. So those are the things. But you ask from a confident perspective, man, that has to be a huge ego booster for that offensive line.
Fan Hotline presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Charlie Batch joining us. What about – Jim was talking about this just a little bit earlier and talked about it at practice with some people that he was talking to. Infusing more tight ends, maybe even three tight ends on the field at once. Could you see them going to that, Charlie?
Well, in certain packages, yes. And I think a lot of that just depends on the game situation. What I want to have is Zach, you know, and there's no disrespect to any of the tight ends, but what I want to have is Zach Gentry or an Eric Ebron on the field, Derek Watt, opposingly, if you're putting in that set too, versus maybe, you know, Chase Claypool off the field, Deontay Johnson, James Washington. I would much rather have my receivers on the field versus my tight ends, unless it's a certain particular situation.
Charlie, we heard Ben talk about or explain a little bit. He didn't want to go into too much detail post-game about RPO decisions and how he's reading things at the line right now. Did it look to you like he had a little bit more freedom to make decisions than we had perhaps seen the prior few weeks, or was that right about on par with what we've seen under Matt Canada?
Well, it was par from Matt Canada. The only difference is this team wasn't behind last week like they were the previous 3 weeks. So that's why you didn't see kind of those changes at the line of scrimmage. Now, if they can continue to play with the lead, yeah, you'll start to see, you know, what we saw last week. But when those RPOs happen, it's always hindsight, because in 50-50, you know, hindsight 50-50, you can literally, you know, okay, yeah, I should have handed it off on this player, or maybe I should have passed on that particular situation. So those are things that they're getting used to, and I think Ben, as he's learning Najee at this point, realizing, okay, if there is a defender in that box, maybe I can hand it off, because Najee has proven that he's going to fall forward on these. So maybe you might see a couple more runs as opposed to Ben Roethlisberger throwing a pass in those situations.
Well, no, that's a great point. We talked about that earlier in the week, Charlie, and I wonder how hard it is for a quarterback who's had the skill level that Ben Roethlisberger has had in his career to understand now at this point that in a situation where, I don't know, maybe there's seven in the box, and it's a situation where in the past he felt like he was the guy to make the play, but now at this age, with the lack of mobility, with the offensive line in front of him, that he does understand, as you just put it, that discretion is the better part of valor. I'm going to turn around to 22 and know that he can get us 3 or 4 yards and put us in a more advantageous position on second and third down.
Absolutely, and those are things that you want to have that pressure taken off of you. And quite frankly, I don't care how old you are, at what age, you want to throw the football as a quarterback. Nobody wants to sit there and keep calling run, run, then a pass, run, run, pass. That's not the formula. You want to be part of that game as well. So those are things that, you know, you will continue to see Ben do those, but I think if he's learning and gaining that trust to say what I can get away with, what I can't get away with, you know, if anybody can get in that third and short situation, man, that's, as a quarterback, you want that playbook in your disposal, because you know it's 9 times out of 10 you're going to get one-on-one coverage, and you know you can take advantage of it in the passing game.
Yeah, Charlie, one of the other things Ben mentioned after the game on Sunday, and Matt Canada kind of downplayed this, was about the challenging the offensive line. Coach Canada challenged the offensive line. How does that work when coaches challenge a group? Is it ever done in front of the whole team? Is it done just in an offensive room with the offensive coordinator? Is it done just in a position room? How does that usually work?
Yeah, it's done both ways. And I've been in that locker room, whether that was Bill Cowher or Mike Tomlin, you know, and if he needs to make a point of emphasis and say, listen, guys, we need to make this play. So when he now is pinpointing guys out and just saying, okay, I'm earmarking you right here on this particular play, you know that, and that's a challenge that's acceptable. But as a running back, and everything doesn't fit on the offensive line, because when you look back and your offensive coordinator, he's installing these run plays, literally you're saying, okay, offensive line and tight end, you have these six defenders, and now the running back, this is your unblocked guy. You have to make that guy miss. If you want 3 yards, you can get it based off the design of the play. But if you want to be great, you have to make that defender miss. That in turn turns into those 10 and 15-yard gains, and everybody gets excited about that particular play.
Charlie Batch brought to us by Parks Casino. We thank them. We thank Charlie for joining us as well. Geno Smith, he comes in. He's a guy that always, from the time he was in high school, he could throw it over a building. He could throw it through a building. He sometimes has trouble at the scrimmage line, though. What do you do when you know that's the kind of the book on a guy, Charlie?
Yeah, and those will come back in our scouting reports. And everybody, you know, not just, you know, what happened last week. They will now dive into the fact of, okay, what did he look like when he was with the Giants and the Jets? How did he defend against the blitz? Or how did, you know, was he able to now identify what the blitz is? So those are just, you know, plays that you scour back years and years of, just to see what those tendencies are and see if you can now, you know, work to use those weaknesses to your advantage. But you mentioned he does have the arm strength. If he knows where he's going with the number one read, man, he can make you pay for that. So it's going to be critical for that Steelers defense secondary to mix things up at the snap, show one thing pre-snap, snap of the ball, show something else. And if now they can get that close crowd, the fans in there from Heinz Field, man, they were unbelievable last week. And if they can get them into this game and make that communication and have them play a split second slower on the offensive side, the advantage will be on the defense.
Charlie, how much weight when you're looking at film do you put in? You mentioned some of the older stuff, like all the way back to the Jets, as opposed to the most recent stuff, like even from last Thursday night where he goes 5 for 5, Geno does, on the first drive, and then I think 5 for 12 after that. And there was a sort of a clear demarcation between the first drive and then after that. Do you weigh those differently? How do you look at it when you're trying to break down what you're going to see from a guy who doesn't play all that often?
Yeah, a lot of that comes from the coaches, and you need to help there that way, because they have a little bit more time to dive deeper into what it looked like from a few years ago. So you now need to just kind of look at a few plays. You know, I'm using that loosely as when I say few, but you look at those plays and say, here's the thing, here's what we think that we're going to get the look on the offensive side of the ball, and you say, okay, we can take advantage of this, or on the defensive side of the ball. So those are tendencies that you tend to look at, and then when you get that game plan at the beginning of the week, you start kind of now going each and every week as you now are focusing maybe on first and second down or maybe third down, now thinking about what you can anticipate during the course of the game. So that's why coaches and the players have to be on the same accord, because as a quarterback, you want to have that same mindset as from the coordinator's perspective on why he put the game plan together and how he's attacking the defense.
Charlie, you've had to do this over the course of your career from time to time where, you know, sometimes you come in cold and then all of a sudden you have the whole week to prepare. What are the differences there? And I know it seems like it should be easier for backup to have a whole week to prepare. But sometimes it doesn't always work out that way.
Yeah, it doesn't, and that's where you mentioned a 5-for-5. Sometimes as a backup, you come in and surprise the defense on that side because they're not preparing for you. They didn't prepare for you game plan wise the entire week. So now their coordinator now has to say, okay, I have time in between series to now go on those tendencies if Geno Smith had to go into the game. There's no different if I was going into a game and Ben Roethlisberger was starting. That whole week is geared on what Ben Roethlisberger liked in that particular week. May not necessarily be all the plays that I like, but I had to adapt to that. So when I entered into that game, now you have your conversation with the offense coordinator. Say, hey, I know Ben liked that play. I don't like that one. I like this one better. So now you're just having those communication issues. And that's what happens on the defensive side of the ball, that they're going from one quarterback to now preparing for another. And now you don't have to worry about the mobility of a Russell Wilson when Geno Smith enters in the game.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. When you were a player, did you hate night games, Charlie, waiting around all day?
Well, it was bittersweet. It was a yes and no. So you hate the fact that you got to wait around, but then you're like, yes, I'm excited about the fact that you're on primetime TV. And as a player, you want to be a part of that. And in Pittsburgh, we've grown accustomed to them being on TV 4 and 5 times a year. When I was in Detroit, you were lucky to have one game on prime time. And so those are things that as a player, you get a chance to enjoy it. Why? Because everybody around the country is focusing on your game. There's nothing else going on. Everybody's paying attention. So you now want to put on a show, because this is the only time that these players or maybe fans around the country are turning on the TV and focusing on your team. You want to put on your best performance. And that the following day, you'll probably be the only thing talked about on the highlights. So you want to give somebody something good to talk about.
How can it throw off the routine, though, especially when you're on the road? Like, when you're on the road, you get in the day before, the night before maybe, and then you've got all day literally to just sit around and wait for the bus over to the stadium.
Yeah, home games are easier, but on the road, you're just sitting there. You're like, okay, here you are sitting there. You're going to breakfast. You're trying to keep your routine together. You can't really leave because now you're just stuck around the hotel. So you're trying to watch, what's going on TV. Sunday night is easier just because there's games on. Monday, those are the worst, because now here you are watching soap operas during the middle of the day. You're just like, okay, there's nothing on TV. You've already done your film. You watched all of that. Now you're just kind of trying to relax. So now you're trying to figure out a way to watch a movie, whatever it is. It throws your whole routine on. And that's why that first bus that arrives 3 hours before the game, that's why everybody is on the bus, because they're just tired of just sitting around their hotel room. So you just kind of got to get yourself ready. But as a veteran player, you know how to go about it. You just have to teach the young guys how to do it.
You sit around and binge those dog whisperer shows, right?
I sure do. I'm like, okay, that may work for me. So,
did you get that walk in, Charlie, before we let you go? All right.
I did. I've already did 4 miles, and I got caught in the rain here. So this interview actually works out pretty good for me, giving me a little break. And these dogs are looking at me like, okay, we're ready to go out, rain or shine.
Perfect, Charlie. We'll talk again next week. Thank you so very much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Okay, thanks, Charlie. Charlie Batch.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week 1? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.